With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a case tomorrow involving access to a widely used abortion pill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
2 years after overturning Roe v. Wade, the High Court will hear arguments in a high-profile abortion case. Pro-life advocates will ask the justices to ratify a ruling from a federal appeals court that would limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The appeals court said the Food and Drug Administration did not follow proper procedures when it loosened regulations for the medication, including no longer requiring an in-person visit with the doctor before getting a prescription. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Moscow correspondent Jim Heinz reports four suspected attackers from Tajikistan have been charged by a Moscow court in a deadly attack on concertgoers that U.S. officials have tied to the Islamic State in Khorasan.
The four men who are charged in Russia with the Moscow theater attack that killed at least 137 people are all citizens of Tajikistan. The Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for the attack, has recruited extensively in Tajikistan, the poorest of the former Soviet republics, where both poverty and religious tensions have created a volatile brew.
Immediately after the Friday evening attack in Moscow that killed at least 137 people, Russian officials were suggesting, without presenting evidence, that Ukraine was responsible. The accusations became one of the first salvos in a disinformation war that has clouded the hearts and minds of people trying to come to grips with the shocking attack. The claim of responsibility by a cell of the Islamic State did nothing to quiet the accusations. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 162 points, the Nasdaq dropped 44, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. As Holy Week begins, SRN News spoke with Jeremiah Johnston, the pastor of apologetics and cultural engagement at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. His newest book, Body of Proof, gives the latest archaeological findings as well as seven evidences to prove Jesus really arose from the grave.
Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no gospel. And an absolutely devastating passage in 1 Corinthians 15:17, the Apostle Paul said that if Jesus Christ has not been risen from the dead, we're still in our sins. And in fact, two verses later, he said people should feel sorry for Christians if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, because we're just going around, we should live for tomorrow. But Paul then says, but no, he has been raised from the dead. Paul could say that because he had seen Jesus Christ physically alive after death and had utterly transformed his life.
Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, whose new book, Body of Proof, is available online or wherever Christian books are sold. This is SRN News. Senate Democrats banded together last week to reject an amendment to stop President Biden from resettling unlimited numbers of illegal immigrants in all 50 states.
U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty last week forced a vote on his amendment to the appropriations bill that would have prohibited taxpayer funds from being used to secretly fly illegal aliens from other countries directly into states across the country. Those flights allow illegals to resettle in American communities and at taxpayer expense. Hagerty also notes the flights allow President Biden to artificially reduce the record-breaking number of border crossings on the ground happening under his watch. Bob Agnew, Washington.
New York City will intensify a crackdown on subway fare beating by sending at least 800 police officers specifically to keep watch on turnstiles. Officials announced the initiative Monday. It's the latest in a string of recent moves to address concerns about safety. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.